Hallelujah. May God protect you wherever you go. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Say to the guy next to you, I pray for you for grace, mercy, God's kindness, and God's favor. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So you open yourself to God's mercy, God's grace, God's favor. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is the way. Amen. Say to the guy next to you, Jesus is the way. Jesus is my breath. Jesus is my all. I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we give Jesus a hand. Hallelujah. Many times we suffer from a setback. Don't worry about that. You don't live in a fair world. Amen. But Jesus is fighting on your behalf. Say to the guy next to you, you're not living in a fair world. But Jesus is fighting on your behalf. Many times we suffer disappointment, but don't let that put you back. Amen. While you suffer from a setback, prepare yourself for a victory. Many times in my life, that was the case. A Christian is not without trouble. A Christian is definitely not without persecution. A Christian is not without difficulty. It's not what happened to you, but how do you handle what happened to you? Your problem is not there to destroy you, but to make you into the person God wants you to be. Sometimes you're fighting wrong battles. Sometimes you climb, ascend wrong mountains. Sometimes you climb wrong trees. You should have discernment which battles to fight and which not to fight. Some don't fight, you waste your time. Hallelujah. Sometimes people steal money from you. You rest in the Lord will give back to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't try to fight your own battles. The Lord will fight on your behalf. In Jesus' name. Never fight people. Rather fight the devil. Amen. And don't try to fight the devil yourself. Because you'll become very tired. Let the Lord fight on your behalf. Some battles, leave them. Amen. Let God fight them for you. Hallelujah. God is fair. The world that you live in is not fair. Amen. Don't rely on the world. The world is not fair at all. Rely on the Lord. He will avenge. And he will give back to you what belonged to you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say to God, you need discernment to see what battles to fight, what to leave. What opportunities to take hold of and what opportunities to let go. A couple of things I've seen through the years. I just can give you a little bit of advice. I've seen through the years and I also got discernment. Be very careful for quick rich schemes. I mean, there's not such a thing. It's all a lie. Okay? I mean, be careful for people who investors from outside that give you so much and so much. It's all a scam. At the end of the day, somewhere you're going to fall short. Satan is keeping so many busy with promises that will come. And every time it's prolonged and prolonged and prolonged. Stay away from such things. Don't waste your energy on such false opportunities. Say false promises, false opportunities. The Bible is clear. The rich get rich little by little. Money easily obtained is easily lost. All right? I mean, sorry, I say some things, maybe you stumble. Your priorities in life is this. Say, first my Lord. First Jesus. Then my family. Meaning your wife and your children. Amen. Your wife and your children is one. Okay? It's one till they leave the home. Amen. So first is God Almighty. Say first God Almighty. This is my priority and everything concerning God. Secondly, it's my wife and my family. And to have a wife and a family, you need to have a career or a business. So that's almost part of that. If you are not successful in your career, you cannot provide for your children and your wife. It's one thing. Say one thing. After your family and your children, it's obviously your career. They're almost one, but they're not one. And then comes the rest. But don't do too many things after that, because it is more important for you to spend time with the Lord and spend time with your family than anything else. Give Jesus a hand. Fat rug on next to, don't chase too many rabbits. You'll catch none. Be focused and chase one rabbit. Find out what God has called you to do and you stick to that and find out what battles you need to fight. Be focused. People of focus. These are successful people. Get focused in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.